Welcome to Three Sisters Crime Squad. I hope all our Crime Squad members are having a really awesome holiday season. This episode is going to drop on the Wednesday right before Christmas. And so instead of doing a really horrible story about murder, we're going to bring you all of our bad guys from the year 2021. So I hope you enjoy this. It's kind of a walk down memory lane, getting to hear all the hilarious hijinks of our bad guys. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever it is that you celebrate with your family. I hope everybody's having a great time and we will see you in January.
That to happen.
I think I have a stupid criminal story.
You do? Oh, good. We need a bad guy. Bad, be bad. All right, Karen.
This is a really quick one. It is from policemag.com, and it's really brief. Two men are arrested after a vehicle search finds drugs in a bag marked bag full of drugs.
What?
Yeah. Two men are arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida, after law enforcement say they found a bag marked bag full of drugs.
Just in case you didn't know what it was.
Why? Why would you? That's like your notebooks that say like, Brooks Notes on Murder.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I told you.
I'm sorry. I took in your bag.
Oh, this my bag full of drugs.
I don't even have drugs.
I know. I want to know. Did they handwrite that on there, or was it like something else?
Yeah, I'm wondering. Like, they had it embroidered.
Oh, their sister got it for him for Christmas. It reminds me of this time in college. My friends and I. Found a camera. We didn't even steal it. We found a camera. It had film on it. And we walked around taking pictures of everybody.
That happened
and
to me.
I have such a guilty conscience. Our RA came in our room. And she was not even asking about this. And I said, we don't even have a camera.
We don't even have a camera.
No. I said, we don't even have a camera.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
She never even asked.
She like,
you are the worst criminal ever.
What camera?
That's what bag full of drugs reminds me of. Okay, I don't even.
You're like, don't go in that room over there where I keep my.
Karen, what? Did you find a camera?
I got made fun of a long time about that one. Let's just say that.
Are you trying to tell me that you found a camera and you haven't?
I don't even have a camera. Anyway, so now you know.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Oh, that is so funny.
All right, you guys want a dumb, stupid, bad at being bad criminal, not a good at being bad?
Sure.
Okay, so this takes place July 3rd, 2019. And I got this from KSN News. A Salina homeowner, which I think this is Kansas, a Salina homeowner was awoken by a stuck burglar in his basement. At around 5 a.m. on Tuesday in the 1300 block of East Stemmel Road, the homeowner heard a voice of someone calling for help from his basement.
Help!
Yeah.
Help!
The Salina County Sheriff's Office said the burglar had strapped himself onto an inversion table and began yelling for help when he could not get out. So you know those tables, you know, that you strap on and then you hang upside down?
Yeah.
He couldn't get out of it.
So I'm picturing him like thieving and like looking for loot. And he's like, oh, I've always wanted to try one of these.
Okay. So wait. Yes. So the homeowner reportedly asked the burglar why he was in the basement, and he replied, they told me to come here. So,
they?
Yeah, Jamie Sanders was taken to Salina Regional Health Center to be checked for possible drug use and booked into the Salina County Jail. Sanders was arrested for aggravated burglary after allegedly taking a container of cranberry juice.
That's what? That's it.
Yeah, he got arrested but I'm sorry. Why did you get on the inversion table?
I think he thought he
wanted to try it. He always wanted to try it. We have one. I always wanted to try one.
I don't know, but I saw it. I'm just thinking to myself, I would have been like the homeowner.
Obviously, he did not have.
No, he didn't have abs of steel.
I'm just cracking up because I'm thinking I can see him being like the homeowner being like, why did you get on here? With the like most guilty face. They told me to get on here.
They told me to.
Like shifty eyed looking around.
Exactly. Gosh.
You know, strap himself in too. Like.
That's a good one. I mean, we have one. It's not that hard to get out, but he must not have had any abs.
I'm picturing him as being a fat boy.
I kind of am too. Yeah. Although normally drug addicts, drug people are like super skinny.
Superhuman.
Like meth people.
And they have superhuman strength when they're high.
Right. They checked. It didn't say if he was positive for the drug use. It just said that they checked him. Because they were like, only a fool would do this.
We're gonna go ahead and draw your blood.
You am dumb.
Right? That is, he was very bad at being bad.
Good at being bad. Yeah. That's right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Got a good question? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the name of this article because it'll give it away.
Okay.
So this article was written August 20th, 2019. And it comes from policemag.com. A New York man was arrested Friday after he allegedly tried to pull over a van full of police detectives.
Defectives.
I said defectives.
Is he impersonating the police?
Yeah. So according to Fox News, the man identified. Wait. So according to Fox News, the man identified as 25-year-old Valerie Portlock reportedly activated emergency lights and sounded an air horn as he attempted to pull the van over in the Long Island town of Hicksville. When the occupants of the van, members of the Nassau County Police Department's electronic squad identified themselves, Portlock fled the scene.
He was like,
I'm out of here. So he was later arrested by highway patrol and charged with criminal impersonation, reckless endangerment, and fleeing the police.
That is awful.
That's terrifying, though. That's like my big scaredy thing. That I always think of.
You're going to get pulled over by a fake cop.
Because like every time, like I swear every time there's like a murder, I think a cop did it or somebody faking to be a cop. I don't know why I think that all the time, but I do.
You've watched too many true crimes.
I think so. You're probably right. Anyway.
Gosh. I have a bad guy being bad.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. I mean, a bad guy bad at being bad, let me say. Okay, this comes from readersdigest.com.
Oh.
Let me get to it. Digest. Yeah, Reader's Digest.
You get those?
It's called the lowest. It's called, no, I just Googled bad guys being bad. You know how busy I am. Okay. This is called the lowest high there is.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
For a trio of drug thieves, It was their lucky day. These dumb criminals broke into a Silver Springs, Florida home and discovered 3 jars of cocaine.
Uh-oh.
They took it home and snorted the contents.
Oh, no.
And that's when they discovered the jars were, in fact, urns. And they were snorting cocaine
with
the victim's husband and 2 Ooh! Dogs.
That's a lot of snorting.
Did you say farting?
Snorting.
I was like, why would they be farting?
No. Why would they snort that much?
It's a pretty low high.
Yes. Oh. You now have a dog's DNA in number. You. Ew.
So yucky.
That's terrible.
I cannot.
That's worse.
That's awful.
Were they like?
I was like, oh, that's the
3
one.
Idiots being like, I'm so high.
Well, I'm also like,
no, you're not.
Do you often go into people's homes where they just have jars of cocaine sitting around?
Right. I know they. Hey, these are bad guys.
Bad. Oh my God.
I didn't say they were smart.
I mean,
either,
I'm like, so. Literally, what?
Yeah, we're gonna be
yes.
Okay.
Human, body like a human remote, but then dogs.
You don't care about them snorting the husband, but you don't mind. But you don't care about the husband, but you're appalled about the dogs.
I'm appalled about all of it, but the dogs. It's like me. I don't know. It's like kissing a dog or something. I don't know. Like,
so bad.
Good.
All right, you want a bad guy, yes. Bad at being bad?
Yes, bad guy.
All right, Karen, I yes. picked this story because of you.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared again.
All right. Police in Britain say that they received a suspicious call related to a burglary. One that came from the unsuspecting burglars themselves.
Oh no, it's a butt dial.
Yep. What do you say?
I'm a notorious butt dialer myself. Yes.
Police say one of 2 men later arrested had butt dialed 999, the emergency number in the UK, allowing authorities to listen in as the crime was in progress. Which, I don't know, have you ever gotten a butt dial from mom?
I
did. I listened to mom leave a grocery store, walk out to her car, get in her car, and drive. And finally, I was like, okay, I can't keep listening to this. But I literally was listening to everything that she was doing and saying.
Going to talk about me?
Let me say, yeah. I have butt dialed Brooke so many times that she no longer answers the phone when I call because she assumes it's a butt dial. I get a text, did you mean to call? So
you haven't butt dialed me in a while, but you used to butt dial me all the time. That's why you got the name Butt Dialer Extraordinaire.
It's the only butt I got.
Yeah. Yeah, so it says that the call detailed all of their antics up into the point of hearing our patrols arrive to arrest them.
That is awesome.
So, yep. That's so good. They tweeted it. The police department tweeted a clip of the burglars from Home Alone. And it said, I think we just arrested the two of the world's unluckiest burglars.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Here's my
tell moment. Me somebody.
This came from a website called murdoch.edu.au. So I think it's from
Australia.
But I picked it because guess what? It's about someone from Lima, Ohio.
Oh, no.
I know.
What's
really what? Brief.
Okay.
This happened in 2016. Donald Chip, another Chip.
Another Hugh. Stupid Chip.
Don't name your kid John Wayne and don't name him Chip.
Except Chip. For if you're Chip, unless you're Chip Gates.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love Chip Gates.
Yeah, we like him.
Okay. Anyway, Donald Chip Pugh was suspected of arson and vandalism, so a warrant was sent out for his arrest. And he's from Lima, Ohio, so that's close to Dayton.
Yes.
To help track Donald down, the police shared his mugshot on their Facebook page. So they must have known. Oh, yeah, they knew who it was. Okay, so Donald did not like the picture that they shared.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen this story.
What? That would be like me. I'd like, and that's the picture that.
I hate all pictures of myself. But so anyway, that would totally be me. So Donald did not appreciate the photo that they shared. He did not feel that it captured his best side, it says. So he texted them a more flattering selfie to the police department saying, here is a better photo. That one is terrible. Still obviously wanting to repair his reputation, he then called into a local radio station to justify his actions.
What a weirdo. Yeah.
He said, man, they just did me wrong. They put a picture out that made me look like I was a Thundercat or James Brown on the run. I can't do that. Police were delighted with Donald's help and later arrested him in Florida.
What year was this?
2016.
Why on earth? That is so weird. He chose James Taylor.
Brown. James Brown.
Did he say James Brown or James Taylor?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me pull it back up. James Brown.
Okay.
James Brown.
Even still. James Brown. Thundercats. Thundercats. They made me look like a Thundercat.
I don't even know what that is.
That's from the 70s.
Is that the cartoon? They did not show a picture of James, of Donald Chip Pugh. Let me see if I can.
I know. I wish so bad. I keep thinking, like, does he think he's, like, good looking? And, like.
Let me see if I can.
He's like, they made me look like a Thundercat. There's nobody that knows what a Thundercat is that is alive right now.
Isn't it a cartoon? I mean, but it's a Thundercat is a cat, right?
It was a cartoon in the 70s.
Like a superhero. Hold on, let me see if I find a picture of him.
Yeah, you know, Thundercats are good.
Oh, he isn't ugly.
What?
He isn't?
He is not ugly.
Okay, let's see.
Was this the good picture or the bad?
I don't know which one was the bad. Okay. I think that's the bad one and that's the good one. He's not ugly. He is handsome.
He made me look like James Brown.
He's not ugly.
We'll put it on the Facebook page. You guys can weigh in.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like a stud muffin, but.
But also, please tell me if you would choose Thundercat or James Brown to describe this man.
Maybe.
No, and it doesn't. Yeah, I don't get it.
The weird references. What is that? That's so weird.
I know. It is weird.
The whole thing is weird. He called a radio station to complain about his mugshot.
I mean, I'm not above that.
Right.
Anyway, so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a bad guy yet?
I do. Oh. So okay. I found this when I was researching for my story that I'm going to do next week. And it comes from the Dayton Daily News.
I love that.
In July of 1987.
It's getting better and better. At this time, let me just tell you, I am a junior in high school.
Right.
So, in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm not going to read the title because it kind of gives it away. Okay. It says, law enforcement officers this morning were hunting for a nimble stolen car suspect who escaped in handcuffs from a rest area off of Interstate 75 near Piqua. A dispatcher said that a 19-year-old man was detained around 4 a.m. after a trooper ran a routine license check on the car parked at the rest area and discovered it was reported stolen in North Carolina. After being handcuffed with his hands behind his back, the 6'2" suspect somehow worked his hands around to the front, bolted over a fence, and escaped into a cornfield.
What?
Around
with his hands handcuffed.
I know. I'm like, where are you gonna go? Like, nobody's like, okay, you're still handcuffed. Like, what are you going to do? So it says around, so around 6:30 a.m., a resident on Eldine Road, farther south near Troy. So he went from Piqua to Troy, which is not close.
Okay.
So on Eldine Road near Troy, reported the suspect came to his door, still handcuffed, and was rebuffed, and the resident called the sheriff's office. Three patrol units and officers from Miami County Sheriff's Office, Piqua Police, and Springfield Patrol Post were searching the cornfield. A second man in the car is being held. So it doesn't sound like, but when they printed this, that they had caught him. They were still looking for
him. Who was the second man?
Somebody that was in the car with him. So when they pulled the car over, or when they ran the plate, there were two people in the car.
So they had detained
both of them. And then the one guy runs off with the handcuffs on.
He was really tall. I'm like picturing him trying to, like, a jump rope almost. Like, how did he do that without anyone knows? Those are some long legs he had to get through, right? Like, because to get...
It's possible.
Right, to get them, he has to get his butt up under, right? He's got his hands behind his back.
He probably wasn't you know, like.
But those are some long legs he'd have to get
tucked
up under there. That's funny.
Right. They said he was nimble.
Jack be nimble.
But the whole time, so I'm just, like, thinking, like, and even, like, the guy that he ran up to his house, he was like, I'm not letting you in. You have handcuffs on.
But then he just walked away.
Yeah,
just like, well, okay, I'll try the next farm, or like, I don't know. Because he's dumb.
The article does not end with he was caught. So to me, it sounds like he got away.
I mean, yeah,
there's some man that has still got handcuffs on from 1987,
and then the poor friend that was with him is. Detained.
Anyway, you guys want a bad criminal?
Yeah.
I actually have two. They're short ones, and you guys can tell me which one you think is the worst of the two. All right. So here's the first one. Convicted of receiving stolen property. James Wombles, number 37, age 37.
No.
He's age, not number. Had to wear an ankle bracelet as part of his parole. The bracelet came complete with a GPS monitoring system that let cops track him in his every move. Over the course of a few weeks, the Riverside, Ohio man allegedly broke into six homes. Just as the cops knew where Wombles was going.
With his ankle bracelet on?
Yeah, they followed the signals from his bracelet, and they tracked him to his car where they found him with the stolen.
Oh, for God's sake. Second one.
He really wanted to go back to jail, obviously.
Okay, here's the second one.
Just ask.
An Illinois man, Thomas Infante, entered a Fifth Third Bank on December 2008 with the goal of obtaining unearned cash. He made off with just under $400 before authorities tracked him to his Cary home. FBI was called in and quickly realized they were dealing with no mastermind. As they discovered, he had written a note threatening the tellers, be quick and be quiet, which he spelled wrong. Give your cash or I'll shoot. On his own pay stub, complete with his name and address, and he was apprehended at his home and confessed to investigators.
So which one
do you think is the worst?
That one's pretty bad.
They're pretty equally bad.
That one.
Follow me to where I'm robbing.
Stupid.
Or here's my name and address. Yeah. I'm going to rob you.
I'm picturing him, like, rummaging through his car and, like, looking for a piece. I got to write a note.
Right. He was just looking for paper. Although, you know, here's a third one real quick. I worked at the Dayton Mall. Remember? So this would have been in the 90s.
Yeah.
And we had to go, like, I worked in a jewelry store. So when this happened, we had to close our gates because a man had robbed the bank that was in the mall with his uniform. He had his uniform shirt on with his name. He worked at the Firestone tire place that was in the mall parking lot. So he like put a ski mask on, still with his shirt with his name on and his, you know, Firestone logo, went in, robbed the bank, and then went back to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they you know, they were like, hey, we think it was Joe that works at Firestone.
That's pretty good.
And it was.
Right. He stole my shirt.
Anyway, so that was pretty funny.
Uh-oh.
All right. So this happened in Burbank, Washington. And the Pasco Police Department was investigating a series of thefts of catalytic converters, which I'm like,
it's a real thing. What? It's a real thing.
What? Why do they steal
them? They're worth money. There's, I what? Think it's what
it's part of the muffler, right? And, on a car. It's part of the exhaust system.
I work for a car dealership, and that is like the number one thing stolen at our cars, on our car.
What? I never.
We just had like six in the last month. Six cars.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a thing.
So
it's a real thing.
I'm glad to know that. When I read that, I was like, "What the heck?" Okay. So Detective Julie Lee was investigating a series of catalytic converter thefts
down at the car lot.
When evidence led her to the home of Dustin Allen Bushnell. He is 30 years old and he lives in Burbank, Washington. Julie Lee enters the home and suddenly comes face to face with
Dusty.
With a what?
A gigantic slide. The slide was reported stolen in December of 2021.
Like a playground slide?
Yeah.
A slide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The slide was reported stolen in December of 2020. When she searched the home for the catalytic converters, she found the slide. Bushnell had sawed the slide, repainted it, and mounted it onto a bunk bed in a child's bedroom of his mobile home.
Is there room for this?
The catalytic. I know. So he was arrested for the charges of stealing the 400-pound slide from a playground and also the catalytic converters.
Yes. Oh. I'm thinking of old-time metal slides.
It was like, it's like one of those like twirly ones.
Oh.
Weird.
Oh,
there's a picture of it. Let me bring up.
Can't ever see.
Let me get the picture.
But no,
you can't.
So
try it.
You have to hold it up to your.
I will.
So I wonder if he thought he was gonna recycle the slide, because I think that's what people are doing. They're selling the metal off.
No, he had it attached to a bunk bed.
I need to see.
I'm trying.
Why couldn't our parents be cool like that?
Steal
the slide. I'm just kidding.
Oh, goodness. Could you imagine? But when you said a mobile home, like, I'm just thinking, like, what size room would fit a slide in it?
Well, some mobile homes are big. I mean, some mobile homes are big. Oh, how fun.
Is that the officer? Is that the police officer?
No, that's the kid. See the Spider-Man bed sheets?
Oh, wow. That kid was like.
Oh, my gosh. That looks kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
I'm like, please don't take my slide. Please don't take it.
Slide.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to get the slide back.
Hilarious. I don't condone stealing, okay? I don't.
It is the cop.
I thought so. That
Hold on,
did not
I
look like
it.
A kid.
It's a girl.
It is. It's a lady.
It is the cop. She's like, well, before we take this, I need to slide down it.
She's Could you imagine radioing that one in? Like, psh, I got him. And like, the slide.
Remember the slide that went missing? I know where it is.
But first, I'm going to take a picture.
I mean, you know, if Craig came home with a big slide and
just don't and ask where it came from. Best,
I would be like, I'm not going to ask any questions.
I know.
Just don't
right?
steal any catalytic converters.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Right, are you ready for a dumb criminal?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to skip part of this, and I'm not going to tell you the title because that gives it away. Okay. Sharon Carr was arrested on first-degree burglary charge after allegedly committing a dangerously cheesy act Friday at a home in Tulsa. Cops say they arrived at a home that night where a woman of... where a mom of two young kids had called 911 to report that another lady had pried off a screen from her window and gotten inside her house. The sneak had already fled, but cops say that they found a bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water on the floor near the open window.
A snack?
A few minutes later, Carr allegedly emerged from the shadows. The mom ID'd her as the invader, and the bust was further cemented when they found the incriminating orange snack food residue still stuck in
gross.
Her teeth.
Oh, gross! I thought you were going to say fingers. I was going to say, she had Cheeto fingers.
Oh, my God.
She probably did. Cops think she dropped the bag while making her escape. And this is a good reminder. Cheeto dust can be pretty hard to get rid of.
It is. It's like
you
eat our fingers.
I don't know. I know. I don't let Sam eat those.
Even like left her fingerprint in a Cheeto.
Something.
They didn't have to dust.
A Cheeto dust on the... Yeah.
Cut it in the Cheeto. Oh, my goodness.
So yeah.
She did steal it.
Yeah, the Cheetos and the bottle of water were stolen from the house. This is the second person that has broken into somebody's house and stolen Cheetos.
Bring your...
Because remember the one that took a bath?
That was Cheetos, too.
Yes! So, moral of the story is, do
maybe
not buy Cheetos.
And get a Cheeto addiction.
Maybe.
Oh, hey, insane. People are the munchies. They gotta do what they gotta do.
I guess.
That's hilarious. I guess. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a
anyway,
criminal.
I thought that was funny.
Okay, who's got a palate cleanser?
I have one. Do you have one, Karen?
You can do it.
Okay, hold on. I got to look up a picture first.
It is a palate cleanser because that was.
This is definitely. This is the palate cleanser of all palate cleansers.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
I can't see.
Why can't I get it to do my whole thing?
Is it Flora? Our babies.
I know. I saw those pictures of Flora. And I love those little shirts. Did you have those made?
I just bought Match. It's Mommy and Me, but it's really KK and Me.
Okay. I love them. They're cute. Okay. Alrighty. I have a picture to show you.
Okay.
All right. So this happened Saturday, the March 19th. Oh no, I'm sorry. This happened a while ago. This happened March or September 30th, 2008. In Middletown, Ohio, on the 3100 block of Wilbraham. Police say Michelle Allen was getting in the way of traffic and chasing children. She is acute. Was that a sneeze?
No.
What was that noise?
A gasp.
Okay. Oh, okay. So she was getting in the way of traffic. She was chasing children. She's also accused of urinating on her neighbor's front porch. Police say that she smelled strongly of alcohol and threatened the arresting officer. And the Major Mark Hoffman of Middletown Police says, even after 50 arrests, this is still a surprise.
Oh, boy.
Michelle Allen was arrested wearing a cow suit.
She was having a good time.
She even had it on when she appeared in court.
Did they put her in jail with the cow suit on?
What? Wait, does she have the hood on too? She has a something yes. tied to her neck.
It's like lasso did around her neck. That is not
the you hear my stupid laugh because of it.
Eat more chicken. That,
she stood up in court and challenged people to suck on her udder.
She said, "Suck my udder, biatches."
What? I don't have words, actually.
Okay. So this week, I'm going to give you a bad guy and a good boy.
Oh.
Yes. So, let me... Oh, no. I want to start with this. The theft of Maki, an arthritic 21-year-old lemur, made the news Wednesday in San Francisco. Wait. This happened in 2018.
A lemur? Wait. I need four words explain to me. Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
A therapeutic?
No, a 21-year-old arthritic.
Arthritic.
I thought you said therapeutic, too.
No. I mean, he could be therapeutic. I don't really know anything about
but
lemurs.
But he's so cute, though. It's a lemur that has arthritis?
Yeah, he's 21.
Oh.
He's okay. Very old. Okay, hold on. I got to get the picture.
All right.
Hold up.
There was... four words, and I was like,
it was really only one word.
I don't understand that sentence. Use it in a sentence.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going to show you the picture of him.
Oh!
Leaping lemurs!
He looks like he's like, Doring.
I wish I could get the color to look right. He's sitting on red, and it's, his eyeballs are really weird. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
start over.
He was thieved. Somebody thieved him from the San Francisco Zoo in December of 2018. Zoo officials reported the animal missing and found evidence of forced entry at his enclosure. 5-year-old James Trin was unaware of these headlines while leaving his preschool Thursday in Daly City, about 5 miles from the zoo, and he exclaimed, "There's a lemur! There's a lemur!"
Oh, a little 5-year-old knew what a lemur was?
Yeah, he knew what it was. Cynthia Huang, director of the Hope Lutheran Day School, told the San Francisco Chronicle, she said, "I was skeptical at first. I thought, are you sure it's not just a raccoon?"
I can see that.
Maki scurried from the parking lot into the school's playground and took refuge in a miniature playhouse as the school called police, who quickly alerted animal control and zoo officials. The children, parents, and teachers watched as caretakers arrived, coaxed the lemur into a transport cage. So, also... 30-year-old Corey McGilloway is in custody with San Francisco police. he investigators identified this man as the suspect in the lemur's abduction. He was arrested Thursday evening by San Rafael police on unrelated charges, and he was expected to be transferred to San Francisco County Jail to be booked on burglary, grand theft, and animal looting and vandalism charges, all related to the lemur theft. Police did not provide any other details, saying the investigation is still underway. San Francisco Zoo director Tanya Peterson said Maki was an aging wild animal who needed special care for ailments, including arthritis. He is agitated, dehydrated, and hungry, she said, adding that veterinary teams are working to get him back to health. Due to his travels, he is socially distancing from his primate family. Authorities offered a $2,100 reward for locating Maki, which the zoo is going to be giving to the church where the little boy went. Which I think he should have got the $2,100, but whatever. He did, however, the Tanya Peterson said, I understand there is a young boy there who witnessed this and also called in the tip, and we are giving his family a free membership to the zoo. They literally saved a life. So that's our bad guy and a good boy.
A good guy. That's
good. I know. I thought it was cute too. I was like, I like the little turn there on the with having that little 5-year-old be like, a lemur.
That's so
fun. The cat's fun.
Yeah. So does anybody have a bad guy?
Oh my gosh, I do. Let me go grab my phone. Hold on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I forgot it was me.
You were yawning. Was I putting you to sleep?
I'm it's going to take me, seriously. Dale and I stayed out too long, drank too much, ate too much. It was 9,000 degrees. We sweat about 20 buckets of sweat. Stayed up 2 a.m. three nights in a row. It's going to take me a minute.
Yeah, you're not in college anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Let me... Not definitely not in college. I am 50 and I feel every ounce of it right now. this says Maine police arrest man for DUI on riding lawnmower.
Yes.
So I always
Karen. It'd be you.
I always think this when I see people riding a lawnmower around town. Like, have you
ever
come across people who like use their lawnmower as a vehicle?
Yes. I mean, not too often because of where I live, but I have seen it before.
Okay. So officers in Augusta, Maine Police Department posted to their social media, two patrol officers parked behind a riding lawnmower that had been reportedly ridden by an individual accused of operating the vehicle under the influence. According to the NBC News, the agency said it is not uncommon for a DUI on a lawnmower in your case in the wintertime.
Well, okay. But still, it's not uncommon.
Yeah, one person that drove by said, I drove by during the field sobriety test and he could hardly stand. Another person said his wife must have taken his car keys away.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That is the story of the dummy on the lawnmower.
I didn't know you could get a DUI on a lawnmower.
You can get one on a boat. You
it's
can
a
get
moving one on vehicle. It's yeah. a moving. Yeah,
I never. Motorized. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm thinking if you're gonna drive drunk, I'd rather you be on a lawnmower.
Yeah, you can't damage pretty much just yourself.
I just picture
right.
I remember when you got your new rider, you were like, it doesn't have a cup holder, or you only wanted it because it did have a cup holder so you could still have your cocktail while you mow.
I did not have a cup holder on my lawnmower, and I had Dale install a cup holder.
Your lawnmower has a cup holder on it? Well, that's hilarious.
I come with them now, but yeah, mine is older and it didn't have one. And I'm like, where's my cocktail go? And Dale put one on for me. So,
I used to have, I used to have a meme that said this vacuum cleaner doesn't even have a cup holder. I mean, it's like they don't even want me to do housework.
It's like they don't even want me to have fun. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Yep.
There you go.
Well, that's a good one. I like a drunk lawnmower story.
Yeah. Nobody got hurt in the making of this stupid
game. Yeah. So I'm pretty glad about that. Let's have something fun.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. All right. You guys want a bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the story of the crime that I want to commit. It is my it is one of my dreams on my bucket list.
Uh-oh. You mean, do you want to commit it and get away with it?
No, you can't get away with it.
Okay.
If I do it, I'm going to get caught. Okay.
I can't wait to hear.
Okay.
I'm scared.
It is a hobby that inevitably results in a night in jail. Thousands of fines and sometimes worse repercussions. Hopefully not worse. And it's all for a few moments of depraved glory. During an extended rain delay in a game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Washington Nationals, a nude streaker found his way onto the field and soon reached the Skittles branded tarp covering the infield. Typically, that would be the end of our story, but because a streaker will eventually be gobbled up by security or rarely make it off the field before he can be apprehended. This streaker, however, figured out a way to extend his stay for several moments. He got inside the hollow roller used to deploy the tarp.
What? He got inside the roller?
The big roller?
So that's not my dream. My dream is to run out on the ball field.
You want to be a streaker?
I don't want to be naked. Oh. No, but there's a movie with Drew Barrymore in it, and I love it. It's a baseball movie. And he runs across the field. And that has literally been something I've always wanted to do. Like every time I'm at a field, I'm like, don't let me get close to that wall because I will jump over it and run out on the field. I don't care if I get, I don't care if I get caught. I don't care if I have to pay a fine. It would be worth it.
Oh,
and I think it would be worth it.
I'm never going to a baseball game.
So they don't even give this guy's name, but they said he was quickly removed from the field by security once he did emerge from his temporary home. And
how big is that roller?
Anyway, it's pretty big, but so I always tell Sam too, because my son is a baseball player, if he ever makes it into the big leagues.
Oh no.
For his very first game, I'm going to jump out on the field and run out and give him a big hug and kiss. And then run back into the field.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, no. It's like our parents giving each other high fives at graduation across the front of the stage.
Right. Anyway, that is actually on my bucket list, and it has been for a long time. Right. So I want to be one of those guys. But the sad thing is that they don't show them on TV anymore.
Immediately they like go.
They cut away.
Yeah.
There was one like a couple. Well, this one is from this year. Yes. This one that was on in May of this year. But we were watching a game and they said, oh, there's somebody out on the field. And that was it. Like they never showed it. The people never said anything else. Yeah. But anyway, I always want to do that.
I learned something new about you today.
I didn't know that was cool. Yeah. I just think it would be so fun.
47 years, 48 years of being your sister, I learned something new. Oh,
I don't know when I decided I wanted to do it. I just know that I've always, it's a long time I've been like, yes, when can I do it?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway. Bad guy?
Sure.
Okay, this will be short and sweet and quick. Hold on. Which is when I think that all the dumb bad criminals have been talked about on our case, on our episodes. There's more.
You find another one.
Okay. At a bus station in St. Paul, Minnesota, a hot-tempered man named Justin John Budin was involved in an argument with a woman who he punched in the face.
Oh, no.
Dumb butt. Jerk.
Right?
He also attacked another person who was standing there, just because he's just going to walk around and just punch people.
What?
Which actually unstable. Caused him to drop a folder on the ground, and he did not retrieve the folder before he fled. The police officers who arrived at the scene a few minutes later tracked Budin down thanks to what was inside the folder.
His bills.
Anger management homework.
He's like, screw this anger management crap. I don't need it.
It's working. What?
Oh, man, that's so dumb.
I was going to be like, I mean, if it was his bills, yeah, he's dumb. But it's his
right. Management. It's even worse. Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. So
there you go.
You might need this, sir.
Yeah. I think you need to have a few more right. classes. Right. He didn't do his homework.
Apparently not. All right.
All right.
Would you like a bad guy? A little pick-me-up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not going to tell you the name of this.
That it's a Florida man?
It's it's a Florida woman.
Uh-oh.
And I got this off of a QRockOnline.com. So it's like a radio station that does bad criminals. Dumb criminal of the day is what it says. All right. Okay. So... And I picked this one because today is my son's birthday. So talk about a party pooper. A substitute teacher in Florida has been arrested after police say she attempted to ruin a child's outdoor birthday party by smearing feces all over the picnic tables.
I thought when you said pooper.
So Heather, Heather Carpenter, 42, was unhappy with, 42
woman.
Yeah. She was unhappy with the way the principal at Philippi Shores Elementary School in Sarasota handled a complaint she had filed. In an effort to get back at the principal, she showed up at Yerfer Park, where the principal was hosting a birthday party for her daughter. A witness says, I saw a lady wearing a mask and had rubber gloves on. She had a cup of something. She was pouring it out on the tables and then wiping it in. She went table to table. Police identified the substance in the cup as human feces. Carpenter, who faces criminal mischief charges, is being held on a $2,500 bond. And needless to say, she no longer works for Philippi Shores Elementary School.
Probably no school. She, that, like, probably.
I hope. Yeah. That's awful. Like,
it is terrible. That is terrible as terrible can
get. Right. Why would. I don't even know. I want to know what the complaint was that wasn't handled according to her liking.
Well, dude, you're just a substitute. I mean, I'm not putting down substitute teachers, but you're not full-time staff right. where we'll have to like, I don't know. It's probably like.
I really want to know what the complaint was that the principal didn't handle right.
Yeah, it's probably a non-complaint. Yeah. Where you're like, no.
Yes. Luckily, none of Sam's birthday parties have been ruined by a party pooper.
Yeah, but thank God.
Right?
I wouldn't.
Anyway. All right.
Which one to do, but this one I could do two maybe because they're quick. This one is from Pretoria, South Africa. A suspected car thief was foiled when the auto lock system of the car allegedly that he broke into trapped him inside.
Oh, that's funny.
So the man was stuck for an hour and a half. Ooh. Shouting for help.
If it's hot too, like I bet it was hot.
I don't know. Oh. Well, obviously amused passerbys pointed and laughed at him,
But then the newspaper reports that the owner of the car returned and she yelled, "Hey, what are you doing in my car?"
Right?
Before unlocking it. But the police were there and they arrested
Good. Him. Okay, I'm confused though. Why couldn't he unlock the door?
I don't know. And, you know, some special, like, I don't know, auto lock?
I don't know. That's crazy.
The auto lock system. Maybe because he didn't have the key, it locks. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
That sounds very dangery, but.
Yeah. So dumb.
Yeah. Stupid. There was another one. During his attempted heist, James Allen removed his ball. It looks like baklava.
Balaclava.
What's that?
Balaclava. It's one of those, like, it looks like a hood, like a cutout face. And
how do you know these things?
Because they are, like, popular in running in the winter.
Oh.
I mean, know what it my is gosh, now. Don't you know I'm Jeopardy-level genius?
Oh, right. Goodness. He fell over a drinks display, and then he could not open the door to escape because he was pushing it instead of pulling it. And the lady he had just held up with a toy gun had to go and open it.
Oh, my gosh. Let me let you out. Sorry.
Yeah, he ended up getting obviously arrested for that. Because they knew who he was,
right?
Balaclava.
Yeah, today is balaclava. You said it looks like baklava.
I was like, wait a minute, today's baklava.
I'm gonna buy you a baklava for Christmas.
I mean, why is it even called that?
I think it's like another language. I think it's from another country. I don't know.
It's not American.
No.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Baklava, balaclava.
Oh, I know. Let me read my
funny guy
so Karen can do her chores.
Oh. In the daylight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Florida.
Yes.
Florida man.
Florida man, Florida woman. It's actually a Florida woman. Oh. I like the Florida women because they do the weirdest stuff. All right. So a Florida man returning home from a doctor's appointment found a stranger skinny dipping in his backyard swimming pool. At first, the man only noticed clothes scattered around his lawn. Charlotte County Sheriff's official said in a social media post, he then saw a woman in his pool and called the deputies. The woman was hostile and told the sheriff's deputies to leave her alone. She's like, I'm busy. Come back later. They asked her several times to get out of the pool and get dressed. She finally followed their orders but resisted when the deputies tried to detain her. She pulled away and said she's not going anywhere with the police. she's hilarious. The deputies then took her to the Charlotte County Jail, and she refused to tell them her name, though they eventually were able to identify her through a previous booking photo. She's a 42-year-old woman, and she has been charged with trespassing and resisting a law enforcement officer without violence.
Okay.
She saw that pool, and she needed to get in it, and that is the end of the story. And I mean, you,
it does get really hot there.
I feel like she was like, I'm just going to refuse to go, and maybe they'll leave me alone.
I actually am sort of surprised that this doesn't happen more often. Not the resisting arrest thing, but that people don't find random strangers in their pool more often.
I kind of understand that too. Like, I can see why. Yeah.
When I was young, that would have been a really difficult, that would have been a hard choice to make. I'm not supposed to be in this pool, but I really want to be in this pool.
Yeah. Nobody's home. Yeah. They'll never know.
They'll never know what to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
And also what drugs would make you think too.
I don't, I mean, they didn't act like they thought she was on drugs. She just was belligerent. I mean, she was just like, no, I'm going to do whatever I want. So anyway,
she was all right.
Yep. Okay.
That'd be awesome. It is Halloween.
Yay!
It is Halloween. Right. This comes from the Huffington Post. And I won't tell you the title. It says, it doesn't get more ironic than this. A 19-year-old Nebraska native was arrested this week for drunk driving while wearing a blow here breathalyzer machine costume. You should see the costume. I got to show you guys. Okay. Matthew Naveen was brought up on DUI and underage alcohol possession while wearing a less than tasteful Halloween costume. While most people did their partying Saturday night before Halloween, police arrested Naveen in his costume after finding him driving erratically on Monday morning. Okay, I'm going to try to show you the picture. Look where the blow here thing is.
I see it. Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was.
Oh, I have never seen this costume.
No, I've never seen it either. Anyway. But that's what I was imagining.
Oh, one year, we went to a costume party.
Blow here.
And Craig had a mammogram machine.
Was it like this?
On his head.
How did he?
Stick boob here.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Fun fact about us, we one time went as a family, remember?
Yes.
All of us and our mom and dad.
Oh.
As the Coneheads.
I asked you, do you have a picture of that?
That picture is somewhere.
There, somebody has to have that picture.
Maybe mom.
The Coneheads.
I know. If it's up to mom, it's not, it doesn't exist anymore.
Mom doesn't have any pictures. She gave us all a package of her own.
I know. So weird.
I don't remember. You know, that was back before, that was like at a party, so we probably
we got one. Somebody had taken a picture and sent it to us. Gave it to mom and dad.
That was so great. Yeah, we gotta try to find it.
The Coneheads.
Or we could recreate it.
Oh, dear.
I'm freezing.
Okay. Do you guys want to move after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much a way that I can lift your mood. But I mean, I feel like I would really have to do some serious tricks. I don't have any serious tricks, but I do have a stupid criminal.
Okay. Good.
This one comes from, this is a weird website. I don't really know. Oh, it's a Fort Wayne classic rock station, 96.3 XKE. I don't know what that is, but anyway. stupid criminal. Sorry, banks don't accept cocaine.
What?
Says, touching the keys on an ATM right now makes you feel like you're taking your life into your own hands, but this guy should have risked it. 34-year-old David Pingello of Jefferson County, Colorado, needed to deposit some cash last Friday. So we went to his bank's drive-thru, where they still use the air-powered tubes. When the teller opened the container, they didn't find just money. They also found drugs. David had accidentally put two bags of cocaine in with his cash.
What the heck? What a dumb drug. I mean, was he a drug dealer? Like,
I'm going to
selling you my coke.
Brooke, you go say it. What a dumb.
Yeah. The bank teller called the cops. They showed up, searched his car, and found more drugs. He was arrested and released on bail. It's not clear what charges he's facing. That is the worst mistake.
Stupid.
You guys want a fun... criminal.
Yeah.
Fun criminal.
Yep.
That's not exactly what I mean.
A dumb criminal.
A dumb criminal.
Stupid idiot.
This one is when the bad guy leaves you his number. In 2008, I forget what website I got this from. Shoot. I'll have to look it up. In 2008, 18-year-old Ruben Zarate wanted to rob a muffler shop in Chicago. He entered the store. Let me just pause on that. A muffler shop is the best.
Yes, this is what he wanted to.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, I'm sorry.
Right.
No offense to any muffler shop owners out there.
But right, like I'm thinking, if you're trying to get money, you're robbing for money, right?
Or
why would you?
Or a product at least, like.
Right, like you yeah, would.
I don't know.
I would target someplace that I know is going to have a lot of cash.
Okay, so he entered the store armed with a gun and demanded money. But there was one problem. Most of the money was in the safe and only the manager could open it, and the manager wasn't there. Reuben decided that he would try again later. To save himself some time, he left his cell phone number with the store employees. That way they could call him when the manager returned.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wait a minute. This guy. First,
however, the employees of the Chicago police. They arrived and instructed the employees to call the robber. And Zarate returned to find the officers waiting for him. They engaged in a brief shootout. And
what?
In the end, Zarate
I'm dead.
Was arrested.
Shut I'm dead.
Door.
could you tell me
that is
when
insane.
Is a good time to rob you?
Hey, give me a call.
Golly.
Would you call me?
Make sure your manager
oh
calls
my
me.
Gosh, that's so stupid. Should I lighten the mood?
Yep. Yes, please. Yes.
Okay.
I love this. I heard some
more. I don't remember where I got this one.
That's okay.
Out there okay. on the internet.
Yes. out there on the World Wide Web, this idiot's called the Catch Me If You Can idiot.
Oh, gosh.
A criminal on the run took an ill-advised approach of taunting the Gwent police. I think this is maybe like UK. When they posted a Facebook appeal to trace him last February, Logan James, then 19, and from, oh dear God, Caer Philly, C-A-E-R Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, C-A-E-R, Caer Philly? I have no idea.
I don't James know.
Caer somebody from C Philly was one for breaching his prison release terms and after serving a sentence for wounding a fray. What does a fray mean? And common assault and being in possession of a knife. Catch me if you can. You won't see me slipping, James taunted, later telling the agency, I've been walking around near my home, so they're not trying that hard to catch me.
Well, now they know.
He was caught later that day. Police thanked him for drawing attention to him to return him to prison.
I'm so sure. It's like, hey,
why would you
I'm right here. Here.
Like,
come find me.
Nanny, boo, boo.
Right. Or how about this? I'm going to be on Main Street later.
Yeah, but catch me if you can.
Yeah, you Joker. You're a real, real funny guy.
Some people belong put away.
They just don't think.
They belong put away. They cannot be out there.
Cannot be out there. Cannot.
You are not a part of the spring mixer, so please get out.
Yeah, no doubt. So funny.
Wow.
So yeah.
Funny. Do a funny. Do a bad, bad guy.
Yeah, you got a funny bad guy for us?
Crappy voice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Voice is fine.
I got this from CBS58.com. This one cracked me up because I'll have to tell you something at the end. A 54-year-old West Bend man. So is it West Bend, Indiana?
Maybe.
West Bend man was arrested for stealing women's panties over the last year, according to a release by West Bend Police Department.
On Monday, a 20-year-old woman reported that 10 pairs of her panties were stolen while she was doing laundry at an area laundry in West Bend.
I think that happens.
On Tuesday, investigators picked up a 54-year-old male resident of West Bend, and the male admitted to the theft of panties. The man also admitted to several other thefts of panties over the year. He was arrested for theft and placed in jail. You can go to jail for stealing underwear.
Yes,
that's crazy.
Personal belongings.
I know. I don't.
Or you're just like, I know. I'm like going to jail because you're a creep.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. Like, this guy is obviously a creep. Is it going to escalate?
Well, I know, but it just seems funny.
Because that's what Joseph James D'Angelo started out doing.
Ew.
Okay, so this reminded me of this time. This was a long time ago. I lived in Miamisburg still, and our washer, I forget which one died, our washer or our dryer, and I had to go to this laundromat, and it was a dump hole, let me just say. I'm not going to say the name because I want to, but I'm not going to. It's just okay, good. It's called the Tidy Rabbit, and it was disgusting. But it was a laundromat near me, and I had kids, and I was desperate. So anyway, I had to put the clothes in the washer, and then I had to run my daughter to practice of some sort, and then I came back to switch it to the dryer, and then I had to go back and pick her up, right? So it was like in and out. When I came back, these two weirdos were folding my laundry. And women, they were folding my underwear, as a matter of fact, when I walked up. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I was trying to be nice, but like, what are you doing?
You touched my stuff. Now I have to wash it again.
Then they said it would be nice if I paid them for a fried chicken dinner.
I didn't ask you to fold my laundry.
I gave him a bag of chicken to get the hell out of there.
You gave him a bag of what?
Change. Because it was the laundromat. Oh. I just gave him a bag of change. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
That is weird.
I'm thinking that stolen underwear and out of laundry mats is probably a normal, like, that probably happens quite a bit. But two weirdos folding your laundry, wanting a chicken dinner is not normal.
So weird. I just had to get. When I came back, my husband at the time, was like, "Well, did you tell him? No, you didn't ask him to fold your laundry." He's like, "No, I just wanted to get away from him so fast."
Right? That's funny.
All right, let's
give us somebody we can make fun of. Like,
Yeah, would you like to hear a bad guy bad at being bad?
Yes, please.
I got this story from unbelievablefacts.com. Okay. So Albert Bailey, a 27-year-old, and a friend that was a juvenile, attempted a bank robbery in March of 2010.
Wait, how old was Robert Bailey?
Albert Bailey was 27, and the friend was a juvenile.
Ew!
So he must have been.
Who was letting their young kid hang out with a 27-year-old?
Yeah. It doesn't say his specific name, or, it doesn't say his name or his age.
Yeah, but that means under 18.
So they...
Yeah.
And they attempted a bank robbery in March of 2010 by calling the bank ahead of time and demanding $100,000 to be made up in large bills.
Oh, no.
During the call, the teller was handed a note from another accomplice from, maybe it was from the juvenile. So while Albert calls the bank and is demanding money, the teller is being handed a note from the accomplice.
I am so confused. This is a weird plan.
the bank initiated a lockdown and the stupid criminals were arrested immediately.
Right.
Let me go into a tiny bit more detail. The two would-be robbers phoned in before pulling off the heist at People's Bank in Fairfield, Connecticut. The robber called in advance to the branch and demanded the money be ready. He also mentioned there would be a bloodbath if his demands were not met. The employee who received the call hung up and called 911 immediately.
Right.
The bank went into lockdown, and one of the caller's accomplices was already inside the bank. The accomplice handed over a note to the teller while the employee was on the call with the police. You know, that tagline is a little bit deceiving.
Yeah.
So she was on the phone with the police,
yeah,
letting them know they're about to be robbed. And the dumbass.
Oh, here's the note.
The dummy.
here's my note.
Oh, my gosh. The police arrested both of them without much incident. One was a juvenile. The other was 27. Both were charged with first-degree robbery and threatening bodily harm. The police officers reported that they had a good laugh on the calling ahead aspect of the robbery.
Right. Like, hey, will you let me know when your manager will be here? What is with these people in the phone? Can I make an appointment to rob you, please?
I'm trying to save some time here.
They don't have time to wait. We got stuff to do, and we don't got time to wait for you to count no dang money.
Guess what? If our dad was going to rob a bank, what? He probably would call and make an appointment.
That's called micromanaging at its finest.
He does not want to wait 5 seconds. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Listening to all these funny bad guys that we laughed about all year long. And hopefully you guys are all having a great time celebrating the holidays with your family and friends. And we will see you in January. Bye.